It's here and now, and we have a warning. Our next story contains graphic descriptions of a common gynecological procedure that two Boston doctors are campaigning against. It's called morcellation, part of what's considered a less invasive procedure for removing the uterus or benign fibroid tumors. Dr. Huma Noorchasam, a surgeon, and his wife, Dr. Amy Reed, an anesthesiologist, say morcellation also spread her previously undetected cancer. And they say doctors, hospitals should stop the procedure altogether. Their hospital doesn't deny that cancer can be spread, but says the risk is minimal and they're now warning all women about it. Amy had fibroids, these benign masses. Instead of an invasive C-section, she opted for a laparoscopic hysterectomy, in which incisions are made in the stomach and surgical instruments inserted. She had some of her body parts removed vaginally, but then others broken up inside. Huma and Amy join us now with more. And Amy, the parts that were broken up with these instruments were through this procedure, morcellation. Tell us more about that.
Right. So they use a tool called a morcellator. That basically looks, it looks like maybe like an old-fashioned egg beater of sorts, where it just shreds the tissue, and it makes the, there are videos on YouTube that you can see, and it makes whatever is in there smaller, but the downside is it kind of just sprays stuff all around your inside. And so even though the majority of this was delivered vaginally, some of it was shredded inside of me.
Were you told of any risk that shredding, that morcellation, might spread undetected cancer?
No, no. I mean, I had tests. They did an MRI. They did a biopsy. I was told time and time again, this is what these fibroids do. This is a benign process. There was no mention of morcellation at that point. The cancer was not even on my radar screen. Even after I found out it was cancer, I said, you know, what does this mean? And no one, you know, we did our own research and we found our own statistics, and that were confirmed by our oncologist, our medical oncologist that we subsequently saw. But at no point during the surgical process were we made aware of any of this. We kind of found it out ourselves.
Well, and your statistics showed that I think it was 1 in 400 and something women might have undetected cancer spread through this process?
So the statistics, there was a New England Journal meta-analysis that has been submitted, basically say 1 out of 400 and some women, in my case, will have the same kind of cancer I have. Those women are all at increased risk for developing cancer on the inside.
Well, Brigham and Women's Hospital is one of the most esteemed and respected in the country. And a hospital spokesperson told us they will continue to study and improve best practices. But morcellation is not a procedure they intend to stop using on an appropriate population. That's women under 45 with no evidence of cancer cells present. Now, they do say that they are making a change. If women are over 45 and have heavy bleeding, they're not going to use this procedure. But their continuing policy would still have included you, Amy.
And that's what I told them when we met with them. I said I would get the same operation and have the same outcome. I said I was fine with an open operation, but I felt like the push was for this minimally invasive. They said there's no need for that. We can be in and out and, you know, a number of, you know, very quickly if we do this laparoscopically. If they would have told me I had a 1 in 400 chance, I would have said there is no way I'd be willing to take that risk. And frankly, I don't know many women who would be willing to take the risk.
Well, Dr. Noorchasam, the Brigham and Women's actually says that women do want this procedure because a C-section abdominal surgery is very risky.
Well, look, this is basically, it fundamentally comes down to how you inform your patients, right? I mean, if you tell any woman that you have symptomatic fibroids, we are going to go in there and we're going to basically what amounts up to a meat grinder inside your peritoneum, and you are 1 out of 400, if you're 1 out of 400 who have the unlucky card and you have a hidden leiomyosarcoma, your leiomyosarcoma just went from a stage 1 cancer to a deadly stage 4 cancer. I don't think many women would choose that.
And is that what happened to your wife?
Yeah.
That's correct, yep.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, the hospital says that's a tough, you know, it only has to be one, and it's you, to make it a very tough statistic. But other hospitals are saying still the risk of very invasive surgery is larger for some women. They want this. But you're not just saying, though, that you think they should be informed about the risk. You want the procedure stopped.
Look, here's the thing. This is basically not an informed consent issue. you know, you basically are taking a procedure which puts women in basically a collision course with a stage four cancer.
If an operating room table, one out of 400 times, was causing the patient to fall onto the floor, there would be an absolute stop to using that until that was remedied. There are hospitals who don't morcellate based on numbers like these. Several large cancer institutions.
Well, the Brigham and Women has responded to that. They say, of course, cancer institutions will not morcellate again, which means grinding up tissue,
right,
because it would be cancer tissue. They're cancer hospitals. These are hospitals treating women who either are having hysterectomies or having fibroids removed, who are, again, asking for the much less invasive procedure. And there is no way to detect for cancer in much of this tissue.
Correct.
And they're opting for this less invasive surgery.
There are a number of examples, I think, in medicine where there are procedures or medications, particularly in the medication world, where they've done risk analyses and showed that the patients who take this medication are at increased risk for X, Y, and Z and have pulled those drugs off the market just based on that as a safety risk it posed to women. And I don't see this as any different. And there were people who say, look, that drug helped me. I'm willing to take the risk. And the government has come down and said, look, that is not an issue of informed consent. As a matter of public safety, we need to stop this.
Yeah.
And frankly, this falls within those categories to me.
By the way, as I mentioned, we've done stories on fibroids before, and doctors we talked to also added you don't always have to have the full hysterectomy, have the uterus removed. Talk to a doctor about just having the fibroid removed without the uterus. Just want to have made that note.
And in fact, they use the morcellator for those procedures, too.
Yeah, but they would also be the morcellator used if it was just the fibroid. And so now perhaps people will be better informed to decide whether or not they want that laparoscopy. But Dr. Amy Reed, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm recovering from the subsequent surgery. They had to go back in and actually found cancer that they had left behind. They had shredded and just kind of flung, and it was stuck there. And he was able to take that out. And so I'll be starting chemotherapy and hopefully moving forward from that perspective.
Yeah. Dr. Amy Reed and Dr. Huma Noorjahyazm, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And our thoughts will be with them. But meanwhile, this has probably raised questions for a lot of women. And we would always say, talk to your doctor. And we'll link you to reporting on morcellation at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.